from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
A-Town.
Sports Radio 16.
Hi, welcome in the loop. Adam Spillane, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you until 2 o'clock. Astros and Blue Jays this afternoon in Toronto on Canada Day. The Astros over 500 for the first time all season after taking 2 of 3 against the Mets. And I want to play stock up, stock down with this team through the first 83 games of the season because it has been a wild one where they were 12 games under. Now they're 1 game over. Not exactly what we expected when the season started.
Do the boys in the morning have a circle of trust again yet?
I think so.
Do they have the circle of trust? I got to figure that out because this is kind of off an offshoot of that, and I like it. I like it a lot.
So, for me, I'm going to start, and I'll just go stock up real quick, and it's Ronel Blanco. And I know he had a bad start Friday against the Mets, gave up 3 homers, first time that he's done that this season. But this is a guy who came completely out of nowhere. He's already 30. He signed late. He's working at a car wash in the Dominican, and he was kind of seen as a reliever,
yeah.
But then last year they decided, and give credit to Dana Brown for this, they turned him into a starting pitcher, and it's worked. And the Astros have gotten a little lucky with this, that Justin Verlander did get hurt at the start of the season. That gave Blanco an opportunity to start the season in the rotation through the no-hitter first start of the year, and he's been able to maintain that level. You know, aside from Friday, for the most part, he has been their most consistent starting pitcher.
I think Blanco's probably one of 3 – I guess that's a tease, of that I would say are definitely stock up. No, he is 100%. Probably should be on the All-Star team. A lot of people are presuming he's going to be all on the All-Star team. I'm not so sure. I don't know where you fall on that, but I think it's going to be very political, you know, and very name familiarity and not just numbers and such, and this last start didn't help him.
Yeah, I think the start that he had before this, so that would have been, I can't remember which one. It might have been the Tigers or whichever one. I thought that might have sealed it because, again, the ERA is still really good. Even with the one bat, like Tanner Houck was leading the American League in ERA. He had a terrible start on Saturday. So you're going to have terrible starts. Again, Bruce Bochy is the National League manager, and Ronel Blanco had 2 really good starts against Bruce Bochy's Rangers. So I think there's a good chance that he gets there. Maybe he doesn't get it when they first announced the team.
This is true.
But so many pitchers, you know, get they selected. Vacation, yeah. Well, they get selected and then they pitch the weekend before.
Yeah.
So that takes them out of commission for the All-Star game. So I think that ultimately he'll get in. I think there's a good chance the Astros are going to wind up with 4 All-Stars between Altuve, Tucker.
Especially if him.
Yeah, Altuve, Tucker, and Alvarez will also get in there. I'll go 1 stock down and then I'll give you the floor. First stock down for me is going to be Chaz McCormick. It just hasn't happened for him this year. There have been signs where it looked like, okay, he might be snapping out of this. But you saw it in the game on Saturday against the Mets where he comes up against left-handed pitching twice. Just three, there are two really bad at-bats where he just swings. He sees six pitches. He strikes out twice. Five of the pitches that he swung out were out of the zone. That's just not good enough. It kind of feels like he's just on the outside right now.
I totally agree with both of those. Stock up, yes. Stock down, yes, on McCormick. Who knows where he's going to end up with this squad even after the trade deadline at some point. I'm going to give you my three stock up. Definitely up. One of them I know you disagreed with earlier in the season, but I am very, very high on Yonner Diaz right now. I think it's pretty obvious what he's been doing. I think Diaz, I've always liked what he's done, but you brought up the runners in scoring position, the OPS, et cetera, early on. But he's changed. I mean, he is accomplishing, doing things that that you just don't get out of the catcher's position. I know down the road he may not be a catcher for long, but he is now. And he's a pretty dang good one. So he's up. Blanco is the other one. And then I think we can both agree, I think he's on your list as well, Hunter Brown. What Hunter Brown has done by just adding whatever you want to call it, sinker. To me, the most impressive thing is he did it during the season, man. I mean, you know this. You've been in the game for a long time. That is so hard to do, to add that pitch in the midst of a struggle, in the midst of a regular of games that really matter. That is big time for Hunter Brown.
I'm with you on Diaz. I think that he has gotten the swing decisions have just been a lot better recently. And that's what has led to a lot of his struggles with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
Like when there's nobody on base, teams are, you know, they'll throw you strikes, whatever. But when there are guys on base, teams are going to try and get you to chase, especially when they know you will. And so he's done a much, much better job of not chasing pitches when there have been guys on base. Defensively, again, a work in progress. For me personally, I don't like having one of my best hitters as my catcher just because I think there's a better chance that they get hurt. Mm-hmm. And you saw that with Diaz a couple of weeks ago where he took a foul ball off the finger and that cost him basically a series and that kind of impacted stuff with the roster. And mm-hmm. you take a foul ball off the mask, that can cost you a week. So I would always just be wary of having one of my better hitters.
But that's down the road.
Yeah, we'll worry about that later. It's nothing for this season. Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The one thing with Hunter Brown, he's pitching with confidence that he did not have before.
Yeah.
Like you can see it when he's on the mound. Like there's a little bit of a swagger with Hunter Brown that wasn't there. For me, stock up, Joe Espada. I think he deserves a lot of credit for how he's handled this thing because this thing could have gone really off the rails and he could have gone off the rails with it where you have these expectations with this team. You're a first year manager and when it goes bad, man, things can start to get to you a little bit and you can start to be overtaken by just some of the pressure that comes with the job. He never allowed that to happen. And he just let this team play. And you trusted that this team would be able to get it together because he knows this team well. And I think there are some managers, they would have been flipping over tables. Yeah. They would have been really trying to go like wholesale changes and things like that. And with this team, I don't think that stuff works. And I'll give you the reason why. I remember a couple of years ago, I'm talking to a coach from another team.
Yeah.
And I'm just asking like, what do you think about Dusty Baker? Mm-hmm. And he says to me, you know what? He's the perfect guy for this team. because he has this great team and he lets those guys play. He doesn't get in the way. He has this great coaching staff. He doesn't get in the way of them. He lets them do their job. And you're seeing a carryover from that with Espada, where Espada has this team. He lets them play. He has this coaching staff. He lets them do their jobs. And he doesn't try to do too much.
Yeah.
And I also think he's very different from Dusty, too. Like, you see him go to the bench a whole lot earlier than you did Dusty Baker. I'm still not used to seeing the manager use a pinch hitter in the sixth inning. And, and Espada's done that all the time.
I can't go stock up on Espada, but at the same time, I'm not going to say stock down. I feel like he's in a position where he had no choice. But to, now credit how he's handled it. Like he could have just crumbled and said, look, I am just, you know, sitting here doing what they tell me. And I don't like it. And maybe he could have cratered. So I'll give him credit for that. But I'm not so sure like it's like Joe Espada's way is leading the way. I think he's like doing the job as best he's been told to do the job.
That's what
I'm credit for that. But he's not putting a stamp on anything. It's not his stamp. That's why I can't say this guy is really, boy, he's a leader of men.
But I don't want my manager to put a stamp on things.
Yeah.
I want, when I have a good team like this, which is a very good team,
yeah,
get out of the way and let these guys do their jobs.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he deserves credit for being able, having that, essentially that humility, just letting guys
humility
do
their is jobs. The right word. Now, I'll sign up for that. I think he's just like, hey, I'm going to do what they say, and I'm not going to go one way or the other. He's going to try to just stay in the middle.
Stock down for me, Dana Brown. I think that's not addressing the bench and the starting pitching has been a negative, and I think that these are areas that he probably should have addressed in the offseason, and he's talked about addressing them for a long time. Like, we were saying this in July. Hey, I need a left-handed bat off the bench. Never got one.
Never got it.
We have enough starting pitching. You never have. There's no such thing as having enough starting pitching.
Yeah.
So I think that for that, his stock is down. But really quick, his stock up is up at the same time because it was his idea to turn Ronel Blanco into a starting pitcher. That's worked out really well. Some of the moves that they made in the bullpen, I thought it was smart not to bring back Hector Neris. I thought, you know, I wasn't going to pay Phil Maton. I wasn't totally interested in paying Ryan Stanek, even though he didn't get that much. But they made some good, like bringing in Taylor Scott just out of nowhere. Like, that's a really good job of identifying.
That's a very Astros-like thing to do.
That's a great job of identifying talent from somewhere.
Same thing with Blanco.
Yes.
You know, Blanco, Taylor Scott. Some of these other guys that they brought up here recently, it's like it goes back to how we started the show. I just feel like they backed up last weekend with another weekend of, okay, I recognize those guys. Okay, that's the squad that can maybe make a little noise.
You have any others?
Really, just the down, I'm totally with you. You added 41-year-old pitchers.
Yeah.
And I'm totally with you on that, which is another reason why I feel like they need to go ahead and just get it done, do what they can right now.
All right, coming up next on In the Loop. NBA free agency has started. The Rockets have been quiet during free agency, but their position in the West, I think, has gotten better. I'll tell you why. And also, which future of the Astros, Texans, and Rockets would you rather have? That's next on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.